As might be expected, I fastened particular attentions upon Zachariah. He had the most time to spend with me, and had sought to be kind, of course, from the beginning. Being black, he was the butt of much cruel humor, which aroused my sympathy. At the same time, despite the crew's verbal abuse, he was a great favorite, reputed to be a fine cook. Indeed, his good opinion of me gained me, in the crew's world, the license to be liked. Zachariah was the eldest of the crew, and his life had been naught but sailing. When young, he had shipped as a common sailor, and he swore he'd been able to climb from deck to truck, top of the mainmast, in 20 seconds. But all in all, as he himself freely told me, he was much the worse for his labor, and therefore grateful for his cook's position, which had paid better than a common tar. For he was aging rapidly, and though he claimed no more than 50 years of age, I thought him much older. He had saved nothing of his wages. His knowledge, as far as I could tell, was limited to ship and sea. He knew not how to read, nor to write more than his mark. He knew little of true Christian religion. Indeed, as he confessed, he was much distressed as to the state of his soul, and took comfort, as did others, in my reading aloud from the Bible, which they believed had the power to compel truth. In particular, it was the story of Jonah that had a hold on them. Since Zachariah never mentioned the dirk, nor again spoke discourteously of the captain, I took it as an indication that he knew I would not condone such talk. This meant that our conversations were increasingly free and easy. It was he, more than anyone else, who encouraged me to engage with the crew.
"Miss Doyle has been kind to me," he said to me one morning. "But if she's to go scampering about, she'll need, for modesty and safety's sake, something better than skirts."
So saying, he presented me with a pair of canvas trousers and blouse, a kind of miniature of what the crew wore, garments he himself had made. While I thanked him kindly, in fact I took the gift as a warning that I had been forgetting my station, I told him, rather stiffly, I fear, that I thought it not proper for me, a girl, a lady, to wear such apparel. But, so as not to offend too deeply, I took the blouse and trousers to my cabin. Later on, I admit, I tried the garments on, finding them surprisingly comfortable until, shocked, I remembered myself. Hurriedly, I took them off, resolving not to stoop so low again. I resolved more. I determined to keep to my quarters, and then and there spent 2 hours composing an essay in my blank book on the subject of proper behavior for young women. When I emerged for tea with Captain Jaggery, I begged permission to read him some of what I had written. So unstinting was he in his praise that I gained a double pleasure, for in his commendation I was certain I had won my father's approval too, so much were their characters alike.